This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
The reality of this pandemic is that it's disproportionately affecting and killing people of color. That is reality number one, actually. Reality number two is that structural inequality and systemic economic racism have been a kind of pandemic of their own for centuries now. So Minnesota, as have more than 60 other states and local governments, is moving to declare racism a public health crisis. Now, is that actually going to change anything? We asked Marketplace's Kristen Schwab to find out.
Milwaukee County was the first to pass a resolution declaring racism a public health crisis in May 2019. The move wasn't inspired by a big event, but study after study showing economic inequality in the county was among the worst in the country.
A part of the work is to name and acknowledge that those things are true and that people in power believe that it's true.
Paula Tran Inzio is with the University of Wisconsin's Public Health Institute. The institute works with nearly 100 local organizations, including hospitals, research groups, and schools, to set goals for diversity in hiring or measuring outcomes for things like infant mortality. Kamara Phyllis Jones, an epidemiologist at Morehouse College, says declaring a crisis invites accountability.
And 6 months from now, the public can say, so County X or City Y, what are you doing? What have you done? And what are you going to do about this?
Most of the counties and states that have declared this a crisis just did it in the last few months. But actually measuring progress is complicated, and funding doesn't always follow, says Thomas Leviste, who teaches health equity at Tulane University.
The public health emergency here, racism, is quite amorphous because racism is at the foundation of much of what we do in this society.
Housing, education, jobs, healthcare.
It's not like an acute traumatic event like a hurricane or earthquake that we know has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
And unlike a national disaster, a racism crisis doesn't trigger a flood of government funds. So until a national entity creates rules, states and cities will make them up as they go. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.